Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90. Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3.
I'm help. Love isn't easy under normal circumstance. Social distance is a hell of a dance. It's been such a long time since I've been kissed. There's so much good loving that I've missed. I've held on for long enough. Now I need to feel me that magic touch. Cause I'm vaccinated and I'm ready for love. I've been praying to the heavens above. Please send me someone I can kiss and hug. Cause I'm vaccinated and I'm ready for love. Vaccinated and I'm ready for love. I've been praying to the heavens above. You send me someone I can kiss and hug. Cause I'm vaccinated and I'm ready for my company.
Come on. And that was Eric Foran of the Ramblers. It's his new single, Toi et moi, c'est terminé. Let's see, he says that this was written with the aim of putting an end to a stormy love relationship which just had to end. Of course, he's got a little bit of humor in there and loosely based on a bit of Rolling Stones, kind of like Sweet Virginia. And Eric assures us he's been feeling a little better since that. Before that, we heard from the Blues Preachers out of Australia, their new song. It's a Tex-Mex version of Mississippi John Hurt's Creole Bell, and it's from their forthcoming album, Shades of Blue. It's going to come out November 5th, just roughly a month away. Before that, we heard from Steve Hill. He's back with a new single, Robert Johnson's Hellhound on My Trail. He says, it's a very special song. I've been into his music for over 30 years, covered a lot of his songs over the years, but I used to stay away from that one. It's pretty deep. One I couldn't have sung as a younger man. So we're glad to have it. So that's from Steve Hill. And we kicked the set off with six-time Grammy nominee Maria Muldaur. And this is her new one. It's her new Pandemic single. It came out just on Friday the 8th. And it's called I'm Vaccinated and Ready for Love. And it's out on Stony Plain Records. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. We still got the history part of the show to go. We still got the live roundup of what's going on around town. But first, let's turn to some new releases. And this one is just fresh out on Alligator Records, Carolyn Wonderland. She was born Carolyn Bradford in Houston in 1972. Grew up in a house full of music and instruments, and she first started making music when she was six. By eight, she had decided in her mind that she was going to be a musician. And after she scratched up her mom's vintage Martin guitar by imitating Pete Townsend's windmill move, she was forbidden from using a pick. She's lucky she still got to use the guitar. But I guess that's a musical family for you. They understand this kind of thing. And that's what helped her develop her distinctive finger-picking style. She was influenced by people like Houston legends Albert Collins, Jerry Lightfoot, Joe Guitar Hughes, and Little Screaming Kenny, with whom she would later form a band, and as a vocalist by people like Lavelle White. Singing came naturally, as did playing, and she plays a whole lot of instruments. She plays trumpet, accordion, lap steel, piano, and mandolin, and is a pretty good whistler as well. It was a booking at Austin's famous club, famous Antones, of course, and it left a big mark on her. She moved to Austin in 1999 at the urging of Doug Sam, who told her that it's the land of free guitar lessons. So for a couple of years then, she traveled with her band in her van, and she was staying in friends with Austin and out on the road trading chores for meals and lodgings. She said, I wasn't homeless, I was van full. So she's got the same kind of humor as her husband, and we'll get to that in just a few moments. She was starting to develop a kind of a reputation around there. And when Ray Benson from Asleep at the Wheel was having lunch with Bob Dylan one day, and Dylan asked if he had heard her, and said, you know, have you heard Carolyn Wonderland? She's something else. And Dylan wanted to meet her, so Ray Benson got her number and called, gave her a call. She, of course, immediately headed down there to meet Bob Dylan. And they have a bit of a relationship. He still calls her from time to time, she said. She's jammed with all kinds of people. Buddy Guy, Johnny Winter, Willie Nelson, Chris Christopherson, James Cotton, Los Lobos, Vintage Trouble, Robert Earl Keen, Ray Wiley Hubbard, Levon Helm. Helm invited her to begin all of her tours with a performance at his famous Ramble in Woodstock, New York. In 2018, John Mayall chose Carolyn Wonderland to be a lead guitar player in his band, the Blues Breakers, of course, and she was the first woman to ever get that position. And, you know, that position has been held by some pretty prestigious players: Eric Clapton, Mick Taylor, Peter Green, Coco Montoya, Walter Trout. They've all been guitar players for John Mayall. She married her husband, A. Whitney Brown. Know him from Saturday Night Live, of course, in a ceremony on Austin's Doug Sam Hill. Was performed by Michael Nesmith of the Monkees and documented in the New York Times Vows section. Her new album is called Tempting Fate. She stays faithful to her longtime road band. Bassist Bobby Perkins and drummer Kevin Lance are playing on the album. And then she brings along a slew of guests as well. Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Cindy Cashdollar played some lap steel, Marshall Ball on piano, Shelley King on background vocals, Jan Fleming on the accordion, Red Young on the organ and piano, and producer Dave Alvin playing guitar on three songs, and including both the songs that we're going to hear right now. We are going to hear from her. We're going to hear, wait a second here, I've lost it. Fragile Peace and Certain War is going to lead us off here with Carolyn Wonderland.
Well, we're lighting up our cigarettes, three smokes on every match. Tempting fate and bad luck, we're impossible to catch. You sell a grain of truth inside a sandbag full of lies. Nobody weighs it anyway, it's all they wanna buy. Seen men go down for less, they don't come back from these trenches. Both sides have fought all day. A fragile peace and certain war. And I hate the weight of my gun, to have to wear it don't seem fair. I'd rather melt it down into a shiny new plowshare. But the soil ain't fit for tilling, and the water ain't fit to drain. Well, I'm trying to be a good soldier, but I've been pushed past the brain. A fragile peace and certain war.
Never met, and to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons, but if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them, and that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hello, this is Victor Wainwright, and you are listening to one of my favorite programs, Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and also CKUT.ca. Turn it up!
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Carolyn Wonderland and her take on the Grateful Dead's Loser. Dave Allen filling in the second guitar solo on that one and sitting in the producer's chair. Before that, we heard the lead-off track from her new CD, Tempting Fate. That was Fragile Peace and Certain War. And that's available now from Alligator Records. You can get that on her website. And just as a separate note, she's going to be doing a thing on Sunday night at 10:30, I believe it is. Let me just double-check it here. I have it in my listings. And doing a live thing from a record store. You know, these kind of things don't happen a lot these days, but she's doing that. It's going to be live stream in-store performance on tonight at 10:30, and doing some songs from this thing from Waterloo Records. And you might want to catch that if you're there. You can get it off her Facebook page for Carolyn Wonderland. Let's see. You are listening to Cha 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 in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's see. Next up on the new release deck comes Mr. Zach Harmon. Cat Food Records released his new CD. It's called Long As I Got My Guitar. He's a Texas-based award-winning blues artist and produced by Grammy winner Jim Gaines, who's worked with Santana and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Journey, among others. It was recorded at the Sonic Ranch in Tomillo, Texas. Zach was born and raised in Jackson, Mississippi. His mom was a piano player, and his dad was the city's first, first state registered black pharmacist. He also played harmonica and tended to such people as Muddy Waters and B.B. King and Ike and Tina Turner and Albert King and Little Milton. His next-door neighbor was a music instructor who hosted people like Cab Calloway, Duke Ellington, and Harry Belafonte in her home. And another neighbor, Bill Farris, was a blues scholar who worked with Alan Lomax and founded the Center for the Study of Southern Culture at the University of Mississippi. So he's in pretty good company here, and started his professional career at the age of 16 playing guitar with Sammy Myers, who was a friend of his dad's. 2 years later, he was playing with Dorothy Moore and ZZ Hill and other well-known blues artists who were going through on regional tours. He's got a whole slew of awards as well. He's got, he took time off as a professional writer in the 80s, and he's got a whole bunch of awards from that, songwriters awards from BMI, from ASCAP, work on Platinum Record for the Whispers album, War of the Night. He's a platinum record for KC and JoJo album, a gold record for their Troop album, gold records for White Man Can't Jump soundtrack, the Deep Cover soundtrack, the Say the Last Dance soundtrack, and Black Uhuru's Mystical Truth album as well. And since returning to the blues after that, he's got 2004 winner of the Best Unsigned Band at the IBC. Best New Blues Artist from XM Radio Music Awards, winner of Best New Artist Debut at the Blues Music Awards from the Blues Foundation, won the Little Milton Guitar Award for Outstanding Guitar Player at the Just Blues Music Foundation, and the winner of Best Contemporary Traditional Blues Artist in 2011, also from the Just Blues Foundation. From his new album, he says, after a year of picking up my guitar and then putting it down, I finally realized that as long as I got my guitar, all is good with my soul. So let's listen to two tracks from him. We will hear his title track in a few moments. But first, here's Zach Harmon and People Been Talking.
All over town. Now people been talking all over town. You know it's funny how word gets around. They say you've been running around. They say they say when I'm out on the road, they say you got a young boy about 20 years.
running round with nobody else. Now people been talking all over town. People been talking all over town. You know it's funny how word gets around. I had to pawn my watch, I had to pawn my ring. I don't care what time it is, it don't mean a thing, 'cause I'm still a star. Long as I got my guitar, I lost all my money, and there went my friends. Me, it was all pretend, but I'm still a star. Long as I got my guitar, long as I got my guitar, I don't need no validation. Cut off my cable and repossess my car. Knocked on my door, I can't take it no more.
but I'm still a star. Long as I got my guitar.
That was the title track to Zach Harmon's newest CD. It's called Long As I Got My Guitar. Before that, we heard also from that CD, People Been Talking, and it's available now from Cat Food Records and also available for download. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Next up on the new release deck, well, musician and producer, writer Fabrizio Grossi has just put together a band and put together his first CD. He's had collaborations with people like Eric Gales and Gary Clark Jr., Billy Gibbons, Steve Vai, Steve Lukather, Leslie West, Joe Bonamassa, Warren Hines, and George Clinton and P-Funk. So this is something new for him, and he finds this pretty exciting. The new CD, his band is called Soul Garage Experience. Their new CD is called Counterfeited Solstice Volume 1. They say you can put it into the same kind of contemporary roots rock as people like Vintage Trouble and Black Pumas or Gary Clark Jr. or the Black Keys. And they do their own thing, though. And we're going to listen to two tunes from theirs as well. We will hear, right down below, a little bit of blues in there. But first, as the lead-off track for them is Slave to My Rhythm. Here's Fabrizio Grossi and Soul Garage Experience.
Oh, returning to the concert stage, the one and only Maluma. Maluma in concert with his Papi Juancho tour. Maluma. Friday, October 22nd at Bell Center. Don't miss the chance to see Maluma in concert. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.
This is Reverend Peyton from Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, and y'all are listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca.
And that was Right Down Below from Fabrizio Grossi and Soul Garage Experience. And before that, we heard Slaves to My Rhythm, both of them taken from their new CD, Counterfeited Solstice Volume 1. And it's available now from Soul Garage Experience Records. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. That's where you got to go if you heard something and you want to hear it again, or if you missed something and want to hear it for the first time. You just have to go to CKUT.ca, look up the show on the handy calendar that's there in the programming and archives section, that is, and just download it. And you don't have to worry about anything. We don't need access to your device. We don't need to look at your photos. We don't need to know who your friends are. We don't need to know where you are. None of that kind of nonsense. It's just an MP3. There's no adware, malware, spyware. There's nothing in it. Well, there are a couple of advertisements, maybe, depending on what show you got. But, hey, that's about it. Just take it and enjoy it at your leisure. And just a regular MP3. Let's round up the new release deck here with a couple of cuts from albums that we've already played a couple of cuts from over the past couple of weeks. Colin Linden has a new CD out. Now, I'm not sure. I guess you should call it B-Low, because it's a small B, then a big L, big O, big W, so B-Low instead of Blow, I guess. I don't know. But we're going to hear a good rockin' tune called the Boogie Let Me Be. But first off, a little instrumental here from Jim Casson's new project, Davis Hall and the Green Lanterns, and here they are with Gasline.
Waynflete teenagers are holding a dance this Saturday night, starting at 8 at the Waynflete Community Hall on Highway Number 3, dressed as casual. Thank you.
Thank you.